Daisy Miller by Henry James. Preface to the New York edition. It was in Rome during the autumn of 1877. A friend, then living there but settled now in a South less weighted with appeals and memories, happened to mention, which she might perfectly not have done, some simple and uninformed American lady of the previous winter, whose young daughter, a child of nature and of freedom, accompanying her from hotel to hotel, had picked up, by the wayside, with the best conscience in the world, a good-looking Roman, a vague identity, astonished at his luck, yet, so far as might be, by the pair, all innocently, all serenely exhibited and introduced. This at least till the occurrence of some small social check, some interrupting incident of no great gravity or dignity, and which I forget. I had never heard, save on this showing, of the amiable but not otherwise eminent ladies, who weren't in fact named, I think, and whose case had merely served to point a familiar moral. And it must have been just their want of salience that left a margin for the small pencil mark inveterately signifying in such connections, dramatize, dramatize. The result of my recognizing a few months later the sense of my pencil mark was the short chronicle of Daisy Miller, which I indicted in London the following spring and then addressed, with no conditions attached as I remember, to the editor of a magazine that had its seat of publication at Philadelphia and had lately appeared to appreciate my contributions. That gentleman, however, an historian of some repute, promptly returned me my missive, and with an absence of comment that struck me at the time as rather grim, as, given the circumstances, requiring indeed some explanation,